up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we go. Time for another round of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I'm back with another stack of records. I'm telling you, you just can't stop the polkas, man. You know the drill. I got records. My job, play them. So let's get to it. Of course, we're getting closer and closer to Christmas, of course, which means more and more Christmas polka records getting into the show each and every week. About half and half this week, maybe. And next week, we'll do our all-old-time polka show like we do every year. So invite you to stick around for this week's show and then next week's show for the Christmas stuff as well. I was just looking here. According to my charts and papers and graphs and statistics, this is show number 299. That means we're going to do show number 300 over the Christmas holiday. That's just crazy talk, isn't it? Anyway, let's get things rolling this week, shall we? Here are the Polkaliers and the Sparkling Polka. Polkaliers get us rolling this week. The Sparkling Polka, which is kind of Christmassy. Your Christmas tree is probably sparkling, isn't it? Or the tinsel and all that is sparkling. Maybe you're having some sparkling beverages. Maybe a little champagne. Maybe some sparkling water. I don't know. Anyway, that's the Sparkling Polka. It's the Polkaliers. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And I mentioned we're getting more and more old-time Christmas tunes into the show. Got a good one here from Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatile Versatones. And I actually look forward to playing the other side of this record next week. I don't think I've played it this week because the other side, I'm going to tell you about the record I'm not going to play right now. The other side is the story about Twinkle Toes, and that's a reindeer who's got like light-up hooves and saves Santa because he can fly through the crappy weather. because Rudolph was like out to lunch or something. I don't know, but that Twinkle Toes is the other side, and that's the way more popular side, the side I usually play. But the B-side is a perfectly good Christmas song, too, from the Versatones. Here it is. This is Because It's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas, don't be sad, that's what they say. No broken hearts there shouldn't be, just happiness around your Christmas tree. Soon will come the season spirit, gifts and joys will soon be here. So be happy and gay this Christmas holiday, and life will be a blessing to you. Don't be blue, because it's Christmas, don't be sad, that's what they say. Just go and take your one and only, and pull all your troubles away.
There you go, Eddie Blazonczyk at his versatile Versatones there, Because It's Christmas. That's why we're playing the Christmas songs, Because It's Christmas. It actually says Eddie Blazonczyk and his versatile Versatones on the record. Here, I'm just making that up, but it's actually on there, so I must have read it at some point. Anyway, we're doing the Oompa Hour. Glad you're with us for another show. A lot of Christmas songs in the show this week, more next week as we get through the holiday week next week. So looking forward to that. Want to mention World of Accordions quickly before I forget about it when I get digging through the records here. And encourage you to visit their website. Probably too late to order anything for Christmas now out of their gift shop. Unless, of course, you're Serbian or Eastern Orthodox and you don't celebrate Christmas till January 7th, and you've got two more weeks to shop, man. So, hey, might work for you. But check out their website, worldofaccordions.org. You can take a look at some of the displays they have in the museum. It's like 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. You can take a look at the concert hall they have there. They always have stuff going on when the weather's nice. They're up to their butts in snow right now over there in Superior. Boy, did they get dumped on a couple of weeks ago. And I understand there's still some residential streets have not been dug out yet. But anyway, check them out. It's a very cool website, very cool place to visit, worldofaccordions.org. All right. Let's do another Christmas song, shall we? Marv Herzog, kind of Bavarian style, actually. Here's Round and Round the Christmas Tree.
Dance with me, we will sing and we'll be gay. It's Christmas Day today. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Santa Claus is on his way, bringing presents with his reindeer. You are riding on his sleigh. We're going to go like this as we're bound
There you go. Round around the old Christmas tree, Marv Herzog and the gang. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us. Having a good time on your favorite radio station here, or podcast, or whatever else might be, some kind of a web stream or something. I don't know, but wherever you're listening, glad that you are. All right, let's do something not a Christmas song. From Texas, as a matter of fact. Don't have a lot of records from Texas. Wish we had more of them. If you're in Texas, send us some records. Old records. Find them in people's garage sales. That's what I've been doing for 50 years. And I know we've got a station down in Texas carrying the show. How y'all doing down there? See, that's Texas lingo. How y'all doing? Sounded almost convincing, didn't it? In fact, I was thinking earlier today, I bet there's a lot of people listening in places that don't get snow. As I'm sitting here in the studio looking out the third floor window here, and I'm watching the snow fall. We're supposed to get an inch maybe today, an inch maybe tonight. And somehow they say that'll add up to 2 to 4. It's like, how does that happen? And it's nice, white, fluffy snow. It's not like we're having a blizzard or something. But I thought, and I know we have stations down in Texas around Austin. I know we have stations out by San Francisco. I know we got stations down in Florida. These are places where there's no snow, right? You're like, I shouldn't say that. I've only flown commercial once in my life. Because I like to drive everywhere. I don't like commercial flying. And now with all the safety baloney, I ain't got time for that. So we flew commercial. We went from Minneapolis to Phoenix. And then on the way home, our flight went from Phoenix to Dallas to Minneapolis. And I don't understand that at all. And we land in Dallas. It's snowing. This is in like the first week in March. We land in Dallas and it's snowing. And we get snowed in Dallas. That was 11 years ago in March. And we were torqued off because all the other airlines were flying. We stood there in the terminal watching all these planes taking off. And we flew American Airlines and they decided not to fly. Ooh, there's some snowflakes. We're not flying. Everybody else was flying. So then, of course, there's a whole backlog of people trying to get on a plane the next day. And I thought, you know, if we had just driven, we'd be home by now. How did I wind up talking about that? Because I was saying it doesn't snow there. But obviously it does snow, at least in Dallas. So that's what I know. Anyway, Harry Czarnik and the Texas Dutchman. This is the Charming Katy Polka. Thank you. go. There's Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman. Oh, see, that's what happens when you let the needle go to the end of the record. Remember that sound? You don't hear that anymore. Most people, just think all the people have never heard that sound when the needle goes flying off to the end of the record like that. Boy, that's professional, huh? No, it is. I'm telling you, it was completely planned. There are people who have no idea how to work a phonograph record. Freaks me out. Anyway, let's get back to some Christmas music, shall we? How about Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys are dancing around the Christmas tree?
You'll be happy, so will she. Waltz with me around the tree. I'm as happy as can be. Lots of toys for the girls and boys, and you are for me. Oh, you are my Christmas joy. You're my love, you're my toy. With you in my arms, you see, I'm as happy as can be. Merry Christmas to you all. Dance around and have a ball. Dance around the Christmas tree. You'll be happy, so will she. La la la.
They have Lil Wally there and Dance Around the Christmas Tree, and Marv Herzog had us round and round the Christmas tree today. We're very Christmas tree-like here on the Yumpa Hour this week. Kind of like it that way. Does that meet our requirement for a waltz for the show this week? I'm thinking maybe it does. It's almost more of an oberic, wasn't it? I wasn't paying that much attention. But anyway, Lil Wally here on the Yumpa Hour, and I got to tell you, hang on. I'm using social media on my phone while I'm doing the show today, just because we're in the heat of Christmas shopping, and that means I have a daughter shopping and a wife shopping, and I got four of my own kids, and they got grandkids, and we have a very complicated shopping situation going on in our world, like we do every year, actually, and so I'm trying to keep up with that, when all of a sudden this... I guess this is a meme, huh? Is that what this is? Hang on, I have to save this. Yes, this is happening live, ladies and gentlemen. He's screwing around with his old iPhone while he's on the radio. Do you watch those Hallmark Christmas movies? Anybody, raise your hands if you do, because my wife watches them, which means by accident, I wind up watching some of them, or half of one, or whatever, and it doesn't really matter, because they have like a marathon, and they show 50 of them in a row, and they all blend together, and you can't tell the difference. But someone just posted this thing, and I want to share it with you for those of you that watch those Hallmark Christmas movies. And my wife just shared this on the Facebook. It says, the moral of the story from only every single Hallmark Christmas movie ever. The moral of the story. Guys, never let your wife or girlfriend return to her hometown for Christmas to help decorate the town square and save the local hardware store from a big business. Because then a freak blizzard will happen, and her high school crush, who works part-time at the antique shop, will just so happen to save her, and they'll fall in love. There's also a dog. That exactly describes every Hallmark Christmas movie. Anyway, let's Let's roll some tunes here. I'm getting distracted terribly easily today. I'm sorry about that. Just a lot going on. It's the holiday season. It's snowing outside. I got records falling over all over the place, and I got Don Peachy in the orchestra. I believe Janie is singing on this one. Thanks for a wonderful evening. Don Peachy and his orchestra. Thanks for a wonderful evening. Now, that officially does meet our waltz requirement for the show this week. So now, I really feel like the pressure is off. We can go crazy, huh? Let's go for an entirely different tempo. Let's pick things up a little bit. Let's get something snappy going here. Here's the Happy Times and that good old Christmas polka.
That good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play. She'd put on the records and decorate the tree and wait for good old Santa to bring the kielbasa. Hey! Whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play? To that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing. She used to sing those jolly words before she lost her teeth. She found them in the ashes when they burned the wreath. Hey! Whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing? To that good old Christmas polka, the one that Sasha used to play. He used to pick the melody upon his old guitar. But he left it in the garage one day and smashed it with his car. Hey, whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka? The one that Stasha used to play. And if you ever find it, oh, won't you let us know? We'll see that it gets played upon the radio. You'll dance around the table, 'cause it fills you up with cheer. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
There you have it, the Happy Times. That was a Happy Time record, that's for sure. A good old Christmas polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Wow, halfway through a show already. Time is flying by. Now, I did a little research. Most of the holiday old-time records that I have, and I'm telling you, I have hundreds and hundreds of polka 45s. And over there, I have hundreds and hundreds of polka albums. And I have a crapload of Whoopi John records. I have a crapload of Six Fat Dutchman records, just because they made a lot of records. They were good and they were legendary and they made a lot of records. And I have yet to find a Six Fat Dutchman or Whoopi John holiday record. How's that even possible? I mean, Frankie Yankovic did a couple of Christmas albums. Eddie Blazoncik did a couple of Christmas albums. All these people did Christmas albums. Or they had some Christmas songs on them. And it's tough to find German Christmas records. I mean, we have Marv Herzog there. I think we got a couple others. But there's not very many. And you would think that Whoopi John, I even went to the interwebs to see if I could find one. And I was disappointed. So I don't know what's up with that. So we're going to hear Whoopi John and the orchestra do a non-Christmas record. I told you we're doing about 50-50 this week anyway. Here's Whoopi John with a vocal trio. How's that for classy, huh? This is the Mary Lou Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Mary Lou and her polka there from Whoopi John and the gang. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Another exciting week of great polka music. Glad you're along with us for another show here. Let's do Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, shall we? This is the Merry Christmas Polka.
Merry Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone. Beneath the mistletoe. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka, with everybody joining in the fun. Roll out the barrels that cheer you and shout till they hear you. A Merry Christmas, everyone.
Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there, which always sounds like it'd be a good name for a dentist. You know, the Yanks. There's a joke. What's a dentist's favorite song? The Yanks are coming? Ha! That's terrible. Anyway, there you have it. We're in the midst of another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us once again. I had stuff I wanted to mention in the show this week. Hang on here. You know, you can get in touch with us here at the Zumpa Hour. You can. There are, I think, four different ways. You can do that. You can call and leave a voice message, like actual speaking into a phone, or send a text message to area code 218-259-2985. Okay, 218-259-2985. And if that doesn't work for you, you can email us, oompahour@aol.com. And if that doesn't work for you, hook up with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways. We'll get you in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. If you had a request or dedication, question, comment, you want to send us pictures of your Christmas tree, hey, we don't care, whatever, we can dig it, man. So, yeah, is that all I want to say? No, I have this. Well, I will save that for later. Let's play a song. Larry Clevos here, When Santa Does the Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show.
When Santa does the polka, he's happy as can be. The elves and reindeers dance with him around the Christmas tree. The music is so lively, it gives them energy to make the long, long journey to us on Christmas Eve.
Dance, dance, dance.
Your favorite polka band.
Dance, dance.
Spread cheer across the land.
Santa does the polka with Mrs. Claus, it's grand.
They'll swing around the North Pole dancing to a polka band. When Santa does the polka, he's making spirits bright for children that are waiting for him on Christmas night.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do your favorite polka band.
Yes, yes, yes.
Spread cheer across the land.
Yes, yes, yes.
For all the girls and boys, they will all be waiting for the favorite Christmas toys.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
There you go, Larry Clevos there, when Santa does the polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, this I wanted to talk about earlier, but I thought, well, we'll play a record first, because why not? There's an event coming up here with the International Polka Association you might want to know about, especially if you're in the Chicago area, coming up in January. And time is coming so fast here. We're just flying through December. That's because there was one less week between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year than last year, so it's kind of messing with us a little bit. January, of course, is National Polka Month. So, oddly enough, the International Polka Association celebrates it. They have their 51st annual Chicago Festival of Polka Bands on Sunday, January 19th. And we'll talk about that in a second, because they have what they call kind of a warm-up dance the day before on Saturday, January 18th. All right, the International Polka Association doing that Festival of Bands warm-up dance Saturday, the 18th of January in 2020. It's the first time I got to say 2020 on the show. For the warm-up dance, music by Lenny Gomulka and the Chicago Push. Love those guys at Polonia Banquets on Archer Avenue in Chicago. It's from 6 to 10 for dancing and all that. Doors open at 5. It's $15 at the door. And it says the kitchen will be open. Then on Sunday, January 19th, is the Chicago Festival of Polka Bands. They got a bunch of people playing. It starts, the doors open at 11:30 in the morning. Music starts at noon. It's going to be a wild time. They have Tony Blazonczyk's New Phase, Music Company, Windy City Brass, Freeze Dry, the Tri-City Five, the IPA Tribute Band, and the D Street Band all playing. That is at Glendora Banquets on Harlem Avenue, Chicago Ridge, Illinois. So if you're going to be in the Chicago area, or you want to get in on any of that, I'm sure there's more information at the International Polka Association webpage. You can look it up there if you want to find out more. Oh, there's more here. If you turn the page over, there's more on the other side. Let us see. The Sleepy Inn Midway Airport has some deals on hotel rooms, special for the IPA. If you're coming in for the weekend, be sure to mention the IPA polka rate at the Sleep Inn Midway Airport Hotel. And, yeah, so there you go. I'm sure if you just Google International Polka Association, I think it's ipapolkas.com, if I recall. Check it out. Just a fun thing to do if you're in the Chicago area or whatever. So mark it on your calendar, show up, whatever you would like to do. Art Walunas and the orchestra now. Here's Silver Bells. All right, there you have it. That's a good dancer there, huh? Silver Bells, Art Walunas, and the orchestra. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. I think we're going to get a bunch more records in here. I think, I might have to actually stand up and go over to the shelf and get some more records here. We'll see how it goes. Here's one we haven't heard from for a long time. I haven't played anything from Ralph Hutmaker and the orchestra for a while, and I don't know that we've ever played the Boogeyman Polka. Do you say boogie or boogie? If you're dancing, it's a boogie. But if it's on your nose, it's a boogie. I don't know. Ralph Hutmaker in the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Obviously, the Colonel Bogey March, hence the Boogeyman Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show, halfway to our all-Christmas show, which will be next week, of course, which means I'm playing about half all Christmas records this week just to get us in the mood. Here's John Jeske Band, John Jeske with Carl Henry, and I Want to Be Polish for Christmas.
My best friend is Polish, he's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. Hey! Hoppa! 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 My best friend is Polish, he's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. They don't trash the tinsel December 26th. They keep it up till New Year's Day, so I'll know what I miss. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. who's brought up to respect the value of a family tradition, and the rest will share the joy of giving and know what Christmas means. I'll be so sentimental, I'll be boys on Christmas Eve. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Here it comes. Hey! Pasoishyon, Boje Gonado Zenya. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This jolly Polish greeting, may your Christmas be the best. Point me to the mistletoe, put romance on my list. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start that season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. By marriage, if I must, all I will need is a blind date arranged by somebody I trust. Hey! How am I doing? Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! Pass the pierogies, will you? Not bad. Did you make these yourself? Hey, you're a pretty good cook.
There you go. I want to be Polish for Christmas, John Jeske and Carl Henry here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, spinning the little extra dose of Christmas records this week. All Christmas polkas next week. I just realized I've got like a ton of them, and they're not getting played, man. We got gypped out of a week this year between Christmas and Thanksgiving, and it's kind of leaving me behind on getting in all my Christmas polka records. So we'll see. Maybe we'll have to do a 2-hour special next week. I don't know if I have time for that. So pretend I didn't say that. But coming up here in a second, they'll be playing at the IPA Festival of Polka Bands in January. I have Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push coming up next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost 5 decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, looks like we got a couple of records to go on the show yet this week, so let's see what we can do about that. I told you, Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push coming up. They're playing for the International Polka Association Chicago Festival of Polka Bands coming up in January. This record goes back to 1983, which seems so new to me, but it's an oldie but a goodie. Here they are. It's the Me and My Baby Polka.
Plans, all together set out. We're gonna have a Polish wedding with live polka bands. Me and my baby, we'll do it right. Me and my baby, our wedding night. Wszyscy do tańca, way past midnight. We'll dance together and I'll hold her tight. Family, and on our birthdays, we're gonna have big celebrations with live polka bands. Me and my baby are holding hands. Me and my baby are making plans. We're gonna have a Polish wedding with live polka bands.
Lenny Gamolka and the Chicago Push there, Me and My Baby Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. And we're running out of time, but I'm going to squeeze in another one. Whether it fits or not, here's the New Yorkers and the Santa Claus Polka.
Gwiazdorek ma worek, a we worku dzwonek, a we worku dzwonek. I z tym dzwonkiem dzwoni, i z tym dzwonkiem dzwoni, tak za dziećmi goni, tak za dziećmi goni.
Dzieci się cieszyli, zabawki dostali, zabawki dostali.
And that is the New Yorkers there, and the Santa Claus Polka, as we sneak it in on the show this week, and wrap up another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, jamming the records in here. I'll tell you what, you're getting your money's worth. Oh, wait, you can listen to the show for free. Now, there's a heck of a deal, huh?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba, our producer at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, Kebs Records, and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back next week with our all-Christmas old-time show. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!